Hey everyone, welcome back to Milwaukee Uncut, sponsored by Central Standard Distillery and produced by Storymark Studios. The Wisconsin State Fair had over 1 million in attendance last year over an 11-day span, and this year it is back and better than ever with new renovations, 104 new food items, new attractions, and more. This year the fair runs from August 3rd to August 13th, and here to talk about the State Fair is the CEO herself, Sherry Black. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so Sherry, you've been with the State Fair Park since 2016, your second year as CEO, and you have an interesting backstory regarding the fair, which I believe dates back to your childhood. Do you want to touch on that and your journey with the State Fair?
Sure. So I began showing animals when I was 9 in 4-H, showing livestock at the Waukesha County Fair. I showed dairy. I had pigs. As well as some other various projects. But then I began showing at the Wisconsin State Fair when I was 13, and again, showing dairy at the State Fair as well. Started working in the Waukesha County Fair office in the summers when I was in high school, and then I was a fairest of the fair for Waukesha, first runner-up at state, not quite the winner, but close enough. I'm just kidding. And then I realized that that's really where I wanted my career to be. I wanted to be in the fair industry. And I did my internship when I was at Carroll University at the Waukesha County Fair. And then our executive director resigned. I was only 23 years old, and the board took a chance on me. So I became the director there and held that position for 15 years. And then I moved to State Fair in 2016 and obviously moved my way up through the ranks.
What was it like getting that job at 23?
You know,
you're a year out of school.
Yeah. Ignorance is bliss. That's for sure. You also think when you're straight out of college that you know everything. So that gave me confidence where I probably should not have really had it. But, you know, I learned a lot, obviously, and grew up a lot. So I'm very thankful for that experience.
And what's it been like being the CEO for the last year and a half now?
Yes, it's great. I absolutely love it. We have such a fun team at Wisconsin State Fair Park, and it's busy all the time, something different every day. So I really enjoy it.
And we're recording this about a week before opening day. What are your days like right now?
Very busy, of course. It's funny because people say, like, what do you do every day? And I don't have a typical day. Everything seems to be different almost every day. Of course, we have meetings, but it just seems something pops up every day that you're dealing with and troubleshooting, which is really gratifying, too. You find yourself, I love problem solving and thinking of different ways to do things. And, of course, at Wisconsin State Fair, that's all we do is trying to find something that sets us apart. So it's a very rewarding position, for sure.
What time do you wake up and go to bed during the 11-day stretch?
So that also depends on... The one thing I know for sure is opening day, I will be there at 4:30 a.m.
Got it.
And then just how things unfold throughout the next few days will depend on my departure and arrival times.
And cream puffs. So I believe next year is the 100th year of the cream puff.
Yes.
How many do you sell per year?
On average, it's about 400,000 a year.
How many? So 1 million people go to the fair, 400,000 cream puffs sold. What's the history behind the cream puff and their popularity?
So they actually were started in 1924 as a way to promote our dairy and agriculture. So they wanted to come up with a signature item. Obviously, the cream puff, the cream has a lot of dairy in it. And that's really kind of how that started. And it just caught on. Everybody loved the cream puff. And now Wisconsin State Fair, it's our signature item.
Very cool. What other standout experiences can attendees look forward to this year?
So we have a new event. It's called Cirque at the Fair. It's like a Cirque du Soleil type event, and that will be located on the south end of the grounds. We actually expanded our footprint of the fair a little bit, which is difficult to do because we're pretty landlocked. But we know that we have so many wonderful fair patrons that we needed to spread out as much as we could and add this new event in. It is free with your admission to the fair. However, if you would like to purchase a ringside seat, you can do that. They're just $10 online right now. But this is something different. We had a circus at the fair many years ago. I think 2001 was the last time that we had a circus, but that involved animals. This one does not involve that. They do have some Clydesdales and some ponies, but they're not like the main attraction, so to speak. So it's just very entertaining. You can find all of that information, of course, on our website at WIStateFair.com. But it'll be new and fun and something different.
You grew up in the agriculture industry. I believe your family had a farm, right?
Yes, still does.
Still does. The fair plays a huge role in showcasing that, the agriculture industry in Wisconsin. Can you touch on that and the importance of the fair?
Sure. So agriculture is really the cornerstone of the fair and why we do what we do, to support the youth as well as to support agriculture in general. We also are educating the public about where their food comes from. It's really important because in Wisconsin, we have 64,000 farms and 14.3 million acres of farmland that we need to preserve, as well as 11% of the jobs in Wisconsin are in the agricultural industry. So it's extremely important. Not only do we want people to know where their food is coming from, but to have that sustainability for our land, as well as clean water. There's just so many pieces that agriculture touches that I think people just don't even realize. So we try to bring that to the forefront when you come to the fair. All of our shows that happen in the Coliseum, when the livestock is being shown, we explain how it's really producing a product and going through that production process, as well as then being the meat being processed. It's really important in how we feed America.
State Fair obviously has a number of traditions as far as the agriculture, the displays, the cream puffs, the food, also a lot of new things coming in every year. How do you strike a balance between new and old and what stays and what goes and what new comes in?
Well, I think that we always kind of joke. There's a convention that we attend every year. It's called the International Association of Fairs and Expos. And in the trade show is when you have all of like the strolling entertainers, even main stage entertainers, anything that you can have as an attraction at your fair. So we kind of joke that you're always trying to find the weirdest thing you possibly can that's going, not necessarily the weirdest, but the most entertaining. And so that really helps, trying to keep kind of your pulse on the industry. We have a lot of workshops we attend, as well as a lot of networking with other fairs. We're friends with numerous fairs all throughout the world. So I think that people really enjoy the traditions that we offer at Wisconsin State Fair Park. So of course we try to continue those, but then adding in some of those new things, like I mentioned with having Cirque at the fair now. And I think it's also important to make sure that we're increasing the value of the ticket. We understand everything is expensive right now, and we want to still have that family affordability factor when we're planning the fair. We want to make sure that families are able to afford to bring everyone and enjoy everything that we have to offer. So the great thing is when you get in to the fair with your ticket, you can attend almost everything. Of course, there's some things like the rides that cost more, but we could try to keep those affordable as well.
You mentioned going to a trade show and seeing the acts, and you want to go for weird and entertaining. Is there anything that's just too weird that stuck out to you that you couldn't bring into the fair?
Well, this is going to sound weird maybe to some people, but I have like a phobia of large moving things. That sounds odd, but I'll explain a little bit. So in the trade show, they have these trees and they're people on stilts and they're holding like sticks, but they look like they have leaves and I don't know, like almost like if you're Snow White when she's in the forest and like the trees come alive, that's like what it looks like. okay, I can't handle being around them. And as like people that know me, if we're out talking like in an aisle or something and I see it out of the corner of my eye and I know it's coming, I'm like out the door. Like, I don't know. I can't handle that. And then there's like a huge robot, which we actually have had at the fair. And I know people really enjoy him and that's great. But when he comes, he's like, I don't know, like 7-8 feet tall. He's really big. And again, I don't like that either. I'm like out the door. Here come the mummies. They're fantastic. Love listening to them. Do not like their entrance. That scares me too. And I know at one convention we had them. It was at a very large hotel. And you can hear their drums coming as they're coming into play. They were the entertainment that night. And that was my first real experience of, wow, I don't know. It just scares me. I don't like it. So people in the industry like to tease me about that.
Do you guys bring in snakes and stuff? Do you have those there?
We used to have a reptile show.
Yes, I remember that.
Yes, Monty's. Monty retired, so we no longer have that.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, you know, see, that's the thing. Like, I'll hold a snake or, like, that stuff doesn't bother me, but dress up like a tree and stand on stilts and I'm terrified. I don't know.
That is interesting. Braver than me. Probably scared of both. all right. We're going to move on to the standard five-ish quick questions presented by Central Standard.
Okay.
What is your favorite food at the Wisconsin State Fair?
Do I have to only say one or can I do a couple?
I don't want you to offend too many of the vendors. So you can name a couple. Name a few.
Well, baked potato. I mean, it's fair. So you got to have some classic. Really great nutrients, right? Like that's healthy, kind of.
Healthier than a lot of the other alternatives.
It's broccoli and cheese, so broccoli's healthy too, you know.
And cheese is very healthy, so.
And bacon, you need meat during the fair.
Yep.
And then street corn nachos are another favorite. If you haven't had those at Tropics, oh my gosh, they were a Sporky's contestant a few years ago. Those are really good. I could list a lot. I'll probably just stop.
Any item to watch that people wouldn't really be aware of?
Well, one of the ones that I really want to try, it's one of our Sporky's finalists. It's called the Porky, and that's by Camp Bar. It's a sundae, but it has chocolate-covered bacon. And again, like bacon, you need bacon during the fair because it's healthy. And chocolate, I mean, love bacon, love chocolate. So I think it's going to be fabulous.
I saw the photo of that.
Yeah.
Reading it, I thought bacon on ice cream would be gross, but the photo looks really good.
But it's like that sweet, salty, yeah. I don't know. I think it's going to be really good. I'm excited to try it.
Okay, now we have we're going to do a quiz instead of a question.
Okay.
10-part quiz. Pick 10 food items. 5 are at the fair, 5 are not at the fair.
Ooh, I feel like this is stressful.
You have to answer yes or no.
Okay.
All right. Alligator ribs.
Ooh. So we do have a guy that sells alligator. I'm going to say true.
Correct.
Okay.
Pickled turkey gizzards.
Ooh, I hope that's false.
Correct. It is a real food.
I can't believe that. Would you eat that?
No.
I would not.
I wouldn't eat most of the stuff I'm naming off. Southern fried rattlesnake. Snake, not steak.
I feel like I would know for sure if we had that, and I have not heard that, so I'm going to say false.
Correct. Atomic slush. The world's hottest slush.
That is true.
Yep. What are you, 4 for 4? A bug brownie on a stick.
That I know is true because I read that and thought, ooh.
What do they put on it?
I think it's crickets, isn't it?
I would hope so. It's probably the least disgusting bug you could put on there.
I should have read that more. I don't remember. But
that is true. You can get it at this year's Wisconsin State Fair to anyone listening. Dill pickle donut.
This I know is true because I'm excited to try this. I mean, it's like dill pickle pizza. Would you have thought that was good? And it's fabulous. I love it.
I've never tried that. I do not think it would be good, but maybe I'll have to right now.
It's really good.
Reindeer hot dog.
I don't think so, but doesn't that sound interesting?
Sounds state fairy.
It does.
You're going to go with no?
I feel like I would remember a reindeer because reindeers are like nice.
All right. You got it correct. It is false.
Oh.
I didn't know it existed before yesterday when I was looking up foods to make up and put on here, but it is a real food. Deep fried butter.
We have that. That's true.
That is false.
Really?
I think.
I think we had it. We had it before. I know that we did, because I remember thinking, how do you deep fry butter? And it had like a batter around it.
At least it wasn't on the new foods list.
Yeah, it might. We might not have it anymore.
I might have made an error. You're either 8 for 8 or 7 for 8.
I mean, keep in mind, I have like 20 some years of fares that I've got to try and keep straight.
All right. Deep fried apple pie.
Yes. I'm excited about this too.
Correct. That sounds really good. Fried Coke. Coca-Cola.
I don't think so. I don't know how you would do that.
Correct. It is false.
Okay, good.
You're really good.
Well, I don't know.
You got 10 for 10 or 9 for 10. We're not sure on the deep fried butter.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was impressive. All right. Next question. Have you ever ridden the Sky Flyer?
Oh, yes. It's really great. So
you're very brave for being afraid of the moving tree men.
So that's
I would never get on that.
Oh, you know what's funny is I'm afraid of heights too. And it didn't happen until I got older. I was fine when I was a kid because, you know, like I used to jump out of the haymow, like down to the ground. I was just telling somebody the story. Like, how did we not break an ankle or like shatter a whole leg? I don't know, but my brothers and I did it all the time. But now that I've gotten older, because I think now you realize, oh my gosh, if I did that, I would break both legs. But the Sky Flyer is a very easy ride. Like if you are afraid of anything, because you're like on a swing, you just go up and it's a great view. You can see everything. But we have a new ride this year called the Hulk, and it's like a claw. And so you sit in it and it rotates while it's going upside down.
Ooh.
So I'm kind of excited about that one, because there was a ride that we used to have similar that would like go upside down, but it didn't rotate at the same time, which I don't do well on like spinny rides, but I like going up and over. I think that's fun.
Are there any rides you wouldn't get on?
Yes. So I do not like some of the rides that, I don't know, like you see on like reels and stuff, like rides that stop and you're upside down and then like you start going, I don't like that. That's like too much. Like these crazy rides that are at like permanent parks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I'd want to.
Like bungee jumping. You wouldn't want to do that.
No, I would not do bungee jumping.
Okay.
Most, did you notice that no, that Wisconsin no I just gave? Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty proud of that.
You're like a perfect CEO of the Wisconsin State Fair. most exciting moment for you personally at the fair?
I have to say, I love coming in the morning. And I actually, last year, I got a little emotional, and I am not an emotional person, so it was kind of odd for me. But just pulling up, it's still dark out when you get there that early because you're doing media. And the lights, I remember last year when I came in, the lights on the wheel were on. And just seeing, it's very quiet because most people are still sleeping. And for me, that's exciting because it's the opening and that anticipation of people coming to see what you've worked typically 18 months to produce. That for me is really gratifying and exciting.
Yeah. You're very early in your tenure as the CEO of the Wisconsin State Fair, but what do you ultimately want to be known for?
I've never thought about that. I think that, of course, I want people to think that I'm a kind person. That's always number one. But I really want to build a legacy around the fact that we at State Fair try very hard to make sure that everybody is able to come in and enjoy the fair, as well as, like I said, really adding that value to the ticket so that people walk away and say that was worth every penny that I paid.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Milwaukee Uncut. If you enjoyed this episode, please do us a huge favor and subscribe to the show and write a review. That helps us get more ears on these episodes and these great Milwaukee stories. Also, just a reminder that this podcast is sponsored by Central Standard Distillery, and it's in partnership with On Milwaukee and produced by Storymark Studios, storymarkstudios.io.